Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out, man. Check it out, Anna. 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 It's a Ricky. Here we go. Tiki, Tavi. Yo, my dick be brown like Bobby. I'll be flying. Heads with my scientific old Mayan. Your brain cells are frying. Frying, blacking, packing a door. Mackin', jackin', smackin' a whore. So fuck Lottie Dottie, any other hottie. I get wrecked like the planes at LaGuardia. Rowdy like Roddy Piper. I'm hyper, hyper, got to let it fly like a cypher. Viper, flashing, flashing a verse.
Kids more nigga, nigga, black like a hearse. Cursing crazy, dirty ass mouth. My dick is longer than 95 South.
Damn, I'm teed off like Howie. Like Roxanne, I'm real. Plus, I'm the master who talk what he feel like an eel. Electrifying, I'm trying to stop the madness. The black man is dying. Word up, dialect for the dome. I live in a game.
Yo, oh my goodness, I had to let that one go. What's up, folks? Good evening. Holla, or afternoon, or morning, wherever you are. I got some folks, believe it or not, around the world. I have friends around the globe listening in. So that's a good thing. That song you heard there was Master Ace. The song was Style Wars off the album Slaughterhouse. That's right. Spell it the way I said it, Slaughterhouse. And go pick it up if you can find it. You may not be able to find it because it's Cutty. And we are Cutty up in here. Today I got two sick guests. Meaning, if you do your math, that's 1 + 1 + 1. I think, was that good math? No. Wait, 1 + 1 + 1. Yeah, that's one of them here, folks. Helping me do some very elementary math. Talk about distraction, y'all. So, folks, the voice you just heard is Patrick Keegan. And we also got the one and only... As far as I'm concerned, hip-hop expert. As far as he's concerned, just a simple connoisseur. John Holsinger, say what up.
Can I get a Zaya? Holla. Patrick Keegan, this is your first time. Give a little shout-out to whoever you want to get a shout-out to.
I'm going to give a shout-out to everyone who's listening. Hey, how's it going, everyone? Good to have you here. Happy to be here, and I'd like to say hi to my mom.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's good. That's good. We're starting it off clean and crisp because this is going out into the airwaves. It is going out into the ether. People will be listening to this, like I said, around the world. I can't believe this is really happening. Today is also the inaugural legit first episode of, I don't know, a long episode. We're doing more than 15 minutes. We're doing more than 30 minutes. Why? Because I got two awesome dudes here and... We're talking some dope shit. I think I can cuss. I'm pretty sure I can cuss. I'm going to cuss. They can shut me down. They can try to, but they can't shut me down. Holla, we're talking stand-up comedy. We're talking music. We're going to talk anything that just pops into our mind. We are going to spew the shit off our brains, as they say down in Texas.
No,
I think that's from
Texas.
Is that no one in Texas says that.
you know what?
Up our brains.
We're gonna spew the shit I got up on my brain.
We're gonna start saying it here now.
Oh my goodness, I'm rolling with the punches, so to speak. So man, let's hop right into it. We got a long show, but boy, we can totally pace ourselves for one. I don't have to just blow my gasket and blow my load in the first 4 minutes. did I just say that? Oh, jeez. To all of you people out there who know me intimately, you can hold faith, right? Okay.
I don't know. Hope you don't blow your load, man. I'm sitting right next to you, man.
Oh my gosh! Great couple of minutes we got going on. Let's start stand-up comedy. Let's talk stand-up comedy. Patrick, you're a comedian. You do stand-up. You want to tell us a little bit about that, or you want to go into your favorite comedians, and then maybe we can run into John's and mine's, or you just want to just do your shit?
I'll just talk a little bit on. I don't know. It's just kind of what got me into it. And then I can talk about comedians that I like.
You're talking, so go ahead and talk. But
okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I always kind of thought about it, you know. Just like, I don't know. I like comedy just like everyone. I like to laugh, you know. And it's kind of been something that I've just always done and always liked to do. And yeah, you know, I get comfort in it, you know. Like when I'm in fucking just ordinary, like, social circumstances, you know, I try to find...
It's like a warm blanket.
I try to find that little, you know, let me get a little chuckle, you know, let me get a little, you know, let me get a little smile, and I start to feel a little
like you poking fun at me about the fact that John Jones won this Saturday. Oh, we are not dovetailing into that absolute failure of a prediction, but keep going.
And, yeah, when I moved out here, you know, I just, I think about it a lot, you know, and... but I had other priorities, you know. I was doing basketball and doing school, and then I got, you know, wrapped up in, you know, fatherhood and relationship.
Fatherhood.
You know, and I don't know. And then one day I just kind of said, you know what? I'm sick of thinking about it. You know, I'm sick of wondering. You know, and I'm just gonna go out and fucking do it. And so then, yeah, I went to an open mic, Brainwash Cafe. In San Francisco, I think it's in Soma. I don't know if it's on Howard or Bryant or something, but it's a laundromat. It's well known, renowned, best open mic in the city, and they make everyone feel real good right at home. They show a lot of love.
Hello.
That's what they do for every new. Yeah. Yeah, the MC does that, and everyone really gives it up. Yeah, it's a cool environment. It's real eclectic, and yeah, so that's kind of what got me into it just a couple of years ago, and I started going to Brainwash and to a couple other open mics throughout the city. But comedy is hard.
Is it?
Yeah, it is very hard.
Why is it hard?
You know, when you go into something with an idea of what it looks like and how it's going to be and all this, you know, and then you get into it, and that
people don't
that preconception is completely smashed. Yeah. It's shattered, you know, and exactly that. Like, you think something's hilarious. You think you're gonna bring down the house, and you get up there and you say it, you know, and you get nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just up there with a microphone in your hand, you know, and you're getting nothing. Kind of like right now, you know, just like nothing. Well, but there's like 10 people.
Well, I know what it's like to quote unquote bomb, not in the form of comedy, but or in the world of comedy. But you know, auditions, I have bombed a couple of auditions, and so I know what it's like to get that awkward silence where people are kind of looking at you and like, what is he doing here? You know. But then there are those moments which I'm hoping you will get to soon, where you know, you're like, I'm the freaking man.
Well, that's the thing. You got to take those. It all in stride, you know. It's all progress. You know, it's all a process. And bombing, you can think of it as bombing and sucking, right. And you suck, which is how I took it at first.
Right.
You know, but then you think, you know what? I got up. It's a success.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I got up and whatever. You know.
You tried.
You got up. You put it out there, and you know, you learn from the experience. And
you added a wrinkle.
And next time, it's a whole new game. It's a whole new thing.
There
you
it
know?
Is.
It's completely separate. Yeah.
Sweet.
So yeah, but I've kind of tailed off. Haven't been getting up too much.
Have you been writing at least? Since you haven't been...
I have not been writing so much. I haven't been reading. I've been interacting.
So basically what I'm doing is I'm starting... I'm trying to find the key that could be placed into the ignition, because I think formally that you should get back into it, just simply because, not because I've seen your work, but because I think that anyone who has this much of a passion for something should at least dabble in it or try it or see if they can find some sort of little, you know, corner in that industry, so to speak.
Yeah, it's hard to really just stick with it. You know, so just like day in, day out, week in, week out, you're going up no matter what.
Yeah.
You're writing, you're just working at it, you know, just the grind.
What about just writing like notes on like little pieces of paper throughout the day and stuff? Do you think like that or?
A little bit, yeah. But when I read Rodney Dangerfield's autobiography, that dude stopped comedy when he was 27. From 27 to 40, he stopped comedy, and he had his own aluminum siding business.
Right.
But from 17 to 27, he worked as a comedian. Well, tried.
Right.
And he saw some success. He wasn't Rodney Dangerfield at that point. But during that 13-year hiatus, he just wrote. He said he had a duffel bag filled with jokes. Because he just kept writing, and he would just like write it on a scratch piece of paper, tear it off, throw it in the bag, and then when he came back to it, he just had all this material that he went through.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's awesome. But I like hearing stories of people getting either reinvigorated or restarted, or just simply starting later on in life, whether something cool or something mundane or whatever. Anyway, because it motivates me. It lets me know that there's always time. To do something new and to follow, quote unquote, follow your dreams. You don't have to be some 20-year-old, run of the mill, but fresh off the turn up truck, slugger who's got the whole world in his or her hand, because it seems to be kind of a youth-based culture and industries like comedy and acting and stuff like that, which is what I'm in. Music, I don't know if it's different. Is it the same? Holzinger, maybe you can answer after this, where it's like kind of, youth driven, it's kind of like when they kind of start tilting their head at you, wondering what it is you're doing up there, so to speak, when they realize that you're not some 17 or 18 or 19-year-old prodigy or whatever,
I feel like with music, it's more about the demographic, like
right.
old people, yeah. old fogies can get together and play old hits, and old people will come and watch them, support them, you don't need to be like a 18-year-old.
That's good.
I mean, I'll be the same way when I'm old, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm old, they'll be playing some futuristic, hullabaloo that I won't be that into. And
this isn't music.
I'll be paying money to go see a bunch of other old guys play the Cardigans and shit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The Cardigans.
Love me. Say that you love me. Fool me, come on and fool me. I just want to
be
for you. You're so cute. Anything but you. I don't even know the words, but yep, you got a dose of the Cardigans from Yo Mandy. Allah.
No, show's not over. Stay
we
there.
Don't need to listen to that song,
No, I'm good.
I could listen to it.
Really actually
you'd probably sue me if I
we probably
the song anyway.
Love me. Ow.
Well, no, comedy. That's cool. What are your favorite? Who are some of your favorite comedians?
Favorite comedians. I grew up really liking Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle.
Black.
Yeah, Black. Richard Pryor.
Black.
Yeah. George Carlin, of course.
Ooh, almost black.
Yeah, he's pretty much. I mean, he can be categorized as other.
What do you think about Jon Stewart's quote unquote holy trinity of comedy, where he says it's Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin? Do you think that should be everyone's holy trinity, or
no? No, not at all. I don't think that should be everyone's. I mean, I think you can't go wrong with those three, no matter what area you're from. Mm-hmm. But I think that shouldn't be everyone's. That's certainly not mine.
Right.
So, I mean, Lenny Bruce.
I mean, his amazing. Is not funny if you listen to it. It's more like, whoa.
Well, I mean, if you can put your mind in that time, in that context, he's really pushing the barriers. He's really fucking out there. And he's really... It's just before his time, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, the people that we consider to be just, the funniest ever, they all give it up to Lenny Bruce. And so it's,
it's kind of one of those things where you kind of feel like you have to. I wonder if kids in the, future are going to feel like they have to look up to or feel like Michael Jordan was the greatest of all time.
Well, he always will be so.
I agreed.
Yeah, I only have yes men on this show, people.
We agree.
No, I'm joking. As you know, we disagree a lot. But that's one thing we do agree on. So what is your holy trinity? Can you pick three names that are maybe
my
past,
three?
Present,
my
future?
Holy three?
My future.
Well, Bill Hicks is a big
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Bill Hicks, you know, I got to throw him out there because he's just brilliant and before his time and a real innovator. And he's just really smart, a really, really smart dude that happened to be just
kind of tapped into that whole half conspiracy theory, half telling the truth type vibe back when no one else was really doing it.
Yeah, back when maybe it was taboo to do it. I mean, now it's probably taboo. But, you know, but he's talking about JFK in 1990, you know.
Exactly. Right? He was kind of, yeah, he's like the Alex Jones of comedy about 7 years before Alex Jones really got big.
That reminds me of, like, Bill Burr almost.
Exactly. Yeah, Bill Burr. That's a good one.
Yeah, he doesn't make the Holy Trinity. Yeah, I do like Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Have you heard,
was it Bill Burr or Jim Norton? One of them has that awesome bit about Chuck Berry working with John Lennon and Chuck Berry being wowed at how terrible Yoko Ono is at singing when John Lennon surprisingly had her join in on some rendition of a song or some was that Bill Burr? Yeah, talking to so much about how Yoko Ono, she wanted her shine and how she couldn't get it.
She's on more than a few tracks.
And like, it's funny because there's a look that Bill Burr says that Chuck Berry gives John Lennon where he's like, what the fuck? Who is this?
And she's like, yeah.
Like Stan's dad from South Park. If you've seen the season at all.
That is so good. That is so good.
The new season's been pretty good.
Yeah, the new season's been really good. My Holy Trinity.
I got one in.
Okay, go ahead.
Second one would be George Carlin.
So overzealous.
It's got to be George Carlin.
That's one third of the first
clown.
I mean, he's just got so much, man.
Yeah,
produced
but
so much.
But if you say George Carlin, you have to say Richard Pryor.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I would actually.
Yeah.
I didn't really grow up. I mean,
come on.
But I grew up on Dave Chappelle, a heavy dose of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. I think everyone did. Everyone
in our era.
Between 1998 and 2003.
I mean,
four maybe even.
He was more of an influence.
So much Dave Chappelle, that's why he ran off to Africa. Is that even what? I'm sorry, Dave. I love you. We're bros. Come kick it anytime. I won't bring up Half-Baked. Shit, I just did. Sorry. Okay, moving on.
So Dave Chappelle, George Carlin. Who's the first person? Bill Hicks.
There it is.
There we go. That's my three. That's my special three.
No, I understand. Tough. Trying to steer clear what you've already touched on, but kind of hard because you chose some really good names, especially in Bill Hicks and George Carlin. Maybe I'm going frontwards, backwards, and everything. I'm saying just for one show, one album, 1 year, like 88, like 86 to 88 maybe, 86 to 87, maybe it's 87, 88, I'd have to go Sam Kinison as one of the greatest.
Very good.
Not Holy Trinity, but one of the greatest.
Great.
So maybe I'm going from honorable mentions down. So yeah, let's do that. Honorable mentions down to my Holy Trinity. So that would be number five.
He died when he was like 32.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Amazing story behind him too. Second and last honorable mention would probably have to be Eddie Murphy. Even though his stuff is dated incredibly, if you were to watch it, or at least certain parts of it. Yeah.
Raw.
But he made me laugh so much. Yeah. And I have kind of a rawness to me still.
Raw,
so whatever.
It'll never raw.
Yeah, you do.
But the Holy Trinity, probably. Oh, this is terrible. I can't believe I'm doing it. Chris Rock. Louis C.K.
He's made a strong push.
And the only reason I'm adding this one is because he helped me get through a very hard time in my life when I was getting really, really like too deep into the rabbit hole of conspiracy, and I was trying to find my way out of that rabbit hole. And, I mean, I wasn't getting laid pretty much is what I'm trying to say here, folks. No one wanted to talk economics at the dinner table. But Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he really made things funny for me again. And I was able to laugh at him for how ridiculous politics was and everything. And
he's so hilarious.
George Celente once said that politics is like Hollywood for ugly people. And that's one of the statements and quotes that helped me realize that, you know what, I don't, you know, things are going haywire and chaotic and whatever, whether it's the economy or whatever. I don't really want to go into it in this episode. I'm so passionate about it. But, you know, you got to have a smile about it. And one thing that separates us from the rest of the world is that Americans have a sense of humor, which is why we can draw Muhammad and Jesus. I was going to say Ahab. Is that bad? That's Moby Dick. That's so bad. Ahab.
Ahab. Oh, that's Moby Dick. I was going to say fuck Jesus, but okay, that's probably worse.
Don't say that on my show.
I won't say that.
Oh, no. Don't say that on my show. Please, my goodness, no.
I won't.
Oh, no. I don't know why I'm all of a sudden talking like I'm from Minnesota, but please don't say that. John Singer. John Holsinger!
Can't see me.
Yeah. Do you have a Holy Trinity? And maybe even an honorable mention list?
I can tell you some of my favorites. I'm not, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of stand-up comedy or anything like that, but you guys missed a big one with David Cross.
Go ahead.
I do like David Cross.
I do like him, too.
I think David Cross is great. Just the George Bush years, David Cross.
He was good.
He was awesome.
My favorite joke about him, from him, is when he was talking about how Jewish I think trying not to be Jewish, and he's like, "Well, I'm not Jewish." I'm like, "Oh, well, you know, your mother was Jewish, so if your mother's Jewish, I love it when he goes, it's so good for everyone."
He has a lot of good Jewish.
I love Jews. Jews and blacks are the greatest in comedy ever.
One of my favorite jokes that he did recently was naming it. He wanted to name his dog
George
Jew. So that whenever the dog was bad, he could say, "Bad Jew! Bad Jew! Get back in the crate!"
Bad Jew. Might as well throw a star to the dog's shoulder. Jeez. Oh, this is getting way too... I'm sorry. To all the people up there. We're moving on. Awkward.
And also my buddy John Pitsley, he does stand-up.
Oh, now we get to the cutty names.
Yeah, no, he's just a little local guy here, but you've got to check him out if you're ever seen around.
Give a shout out.
Maybe he'll do a similar gig sometime. But, yeah, you can check him out on streetcarnage.com. He writes
curly hair
for them. Streetcarnage.com.
Does he have curly hair?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. I don't know why I asked that.
I don't think you've met him, but, yeah.
Okay, good.
He probably wouldn't
know. Right on, yeah. There's a place here in the city in San Francisco where there's, you can do like maybe a 5-minute open mic, and most of the people that are in the audience are people that are waiting to do their 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, that's how they go, man.
And yeah, and it's you can. I mean,
I looked at the bars and stuff.
Yeah, that's how
they do it.
That's how you should.
3 minutes.
That's how we should. We should just do like a troupe, like a 3-man troupe. Remember that? What was that whole thing that was back really cool back in the mid 2000s?
Yeah,
Michael Ian Black had a show. What was that show called?
Stella.
People loved that show.
Originally part of the state.
Okay, we should do a show like that. You know, revamped. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want to write some sketches?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Some books over there.
Which one of us should dress up like the lady?
I actually went to school. I can read, ladies and gentlemen.
I think Daryl should dress up like the lady.
No, because that's like something that's really big in Hollywood, where apparently they make every black actor dress up as a woman.
But you have the best body.
Dave Chappelle went on Oprah Winfrey and gave a Google it, YouTube it. Ladies and gentlemen, Google and YouTube Dave Chappelle, Oprah Winfrey. Black man dressed up as a woman. Well, no, he's one of the ones that refused to dress up as a woman because apparently when you go, he ran through the list with Oprah. Apparently, every major black actor has, whether it's Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx,
Martin Lawrence,
anyone has, for some reason, and he. Was wording it or talking about it in a way that made it seem like there could be some sort of conspiracy in Hollywood. And we do know nowadays, it's kind of known, there's books written on it about who runs Hollywood in a different, it's kind of cutty and shady. I'm not going to go into it now. Just Google Read books. That's so. Yeah, but anyway, no, but it just it's very interesting. And he, you know, if you kind of want to break through that glass ceiling, apparently, according to him, on this particular episode of Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey was looking at him in a way as though she had somewhat knowledge and or recollection of things of this nature, but of course she's Oprah, and she is not going to really come out and say anything, especially at that juncture of the show, because she was nowhere near retired, but, yeah, so I don't know why. Yeah, but that's cool. Yeah. Dave Chappelle, awesome. He brought back. Isn't he filming currently, or is done filming, or is gonna drop the new Dave or the new Chappelle show?
I don't know if he's doing the new Chappelle show, but he's been back at stand up for a few years, you know, which is great to see, because when he was gone,
people say it's bad.
There's a void, you know. There's a void that he fills.
What about Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart, that's Kevin Hart's, no? Okay.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's, you know.
I'm not really thinking.
Yeah.
It's something about him I don't like. Sorry, Kevin.
Social,
I don't like you.
Political, you know, commentary.
You're talented. I'm just not into your stuff, sorry. Yeah.
Kevin Hart's a little too, like, sweet.
Is that what it is?
It's not edgy enough, I guess, for me.
He's from Philly, and he started off, his stage name was Lil Kev.
Lil Kev.
That was his stage name. And he got up and he like emulated a lot of whoever his top influences were.
Uh-huh.
And he got straight just like booed. Like people were not feeling him. And it's like he had to like look deep within himself to really like find
what happened.
You know?
Yeah, because apparently.
It started off pretty rough for him.
Yeah.
Apparently. This is what Wikipedia has told
sounds
me.
Sounds like every comedian ever.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Including Richard Pryor.
Chris Tucker, no. Whatever happened to him?
He's bankrupt. He was like 13 mil.
How did that happen?
He got fat.
Dude, smoked a lot of weed.
He got hell fat dog like D'Angelo.
How does that happen? How do you
smoke a lot of weed?
Get rich and then go bankrupt.
No, you don't get fat from smoking weed. You get fat from quitting weed.
Really?
For word, dude. Like quitting any drugs.
Quitting so
you quit cigarettes, you're going to get fat. No, yeah. I don't know. That's fat.
Wow.
I've seen it.
I've been watching too much Sex in the City.
So you get fat if you quit smoking drugs or doing drugs.
Somebody call in.
You're like my little Netflix guy. You give me all my
You know, that's not the first time I've been called that. Hey, I'm your average size
John
Netflix guy. Come on.
You're just the average John Netflix.
Thank you.
Walking around. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. Usually we're like getting ready to wrap up the show. Now I'm like, okay. Let's move on. No, comedy is kind of an interesting thing because I kind of want to do it, but I don't want to bomb. But you have to bomb to get
you're
better.
You're going to bomb.
You have to bomb to learn by yourself. You have to bomb. What?
Do you get stage fright?
Oh, I have incredible stage fright.
Oh, yeah.
What are your symptoms?
Part of the game, baby.
Sweaty palms, frog in my throat.
Dude, I will go.
I get the quiver lips.
Yeah. I don't get quiver lips.
Now my lips, like.
I know, bitch!
No, but I will wear like some thick sweater. I will be like super warm because
it's hot.
No, well, my armpits will sweat, and I get so cold. You know, I get so cold.
I get so cold.
That's what I'm dealing with. You know, that's been.
Oh my god! It's funny because we're both from Ohio. We're cold streets of Ohio. Woo! I'm waiting now to the sunny streets of San Francisco.
I thought people from Ohio made fun of us in San Francisco for complaining about.
Yep, we're a couple of the outliers. We are what you call the enigmas.
It gets cold here, man.
It gets cold as shit.
And I've had Midwest.
It was like 20 degrees a few nights ago.
Yeah.
But whatever. Shoot. Music? You guys want to talk music now?
Master Ace, how about the intro song,
that
y'all?
Intro, I gave a quick shout-out. I will give another one for you personally. Master Ace, Style Wars, Slaughterhouse, say it again, Slaughterhouse, like Slaughterhouse 5, like Slaughterhouse, Rob Zombie, no, was that, no, House of a Thousand Dead Corpses, that was way off. Samsonite, woo! Okay. No, but Slaughterhouse, spelled the way I say it, ladies and gentlemen, Slaughter, Go check it out if you can find it. And like I told you at the top of the show, it's Cutty. You may not be able to find it. So, yeah, but yeah, go spend some money and buy some albums. Anything I play on this show, buy the album because I bought the album. So that's the best. That's what you need to do because it's the right thing to do. Make sure the artists get paid for show. Moving on.
What's your favorite album of 2014, Daryl?
My favorite album of 2014 is Spotify. I've been listening to a lot of, as far as our last episode goes, Jonathan, STP. Like a rose, somebody gave me a birthday message. I love the Sour Girl.
Shirley Temple's Corn Poon.
Like,
what would you do if I followed you?
Oh, I said Corn Poon, didn't I?
You said Corn Poon. It's Corn Poon, not Corn Poon.
Poon
is actually a bad word. Poon. Okay.
You guys are teaching me. Pone,
pone, pone, pone. Trust us, we're from Ohio.
That's what they
Corn
ate in Prince of Rap.
Yeah, I thank you, Patrick, for letting me know that it's not necessarily a bad thing to say corn pone or to call a woman corn pone because all it really, well, actually it is.
It means cheap pone, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you guys told me.
I guess it kind of means white trash.
That's not, well, actually you guys can say that because you're white, which is awesome.
You can say white trash.
Can
yeah,
I?
Really? Of course.
Woo, the sweat has been wiped from my forehead.
Can we say forehead?
No, because it's been made. It reminds me of Ebonics. Why am I talking like a gay guy now? It's so bad. Oh, man. We're just going all around the block here. We just knocked on every door. The Jews, the blacks, the gays. We knocked on every door in the neighborhood and said, fuck you. No, that's not.
Coming for you, white.
No, we said, hey, can we borrow some sugar? That's what we're looking to borrow some sugar. Moving on. Awkward number two. Okay. Seriously. Okay. There's a piece of chocolate we're going to eat. We're not. Oh, album 2014. Damn it. I haven't answered that question yet. Spotify.
Have you heard?
I got it. Mac DeMarco.
Who the heck is that?
Yeah, buddy. He's awesome. He's like this cool like guitarist. He's like a. Yeah, he's just a dude with a guitar, and it's MacDemarco, Mac DeMarco, and it's like some love jams, some slow jams, some like guitar-y, like, bling, 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 you know, girl, I was gonna bling, 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 type of, did I just do that? Yeah, but it's like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I could play a song for you right now, because I got talent! I don't know if anyone out there really wants to listen to him, you know, listen to me play the guitar. But I got to have Ron Dore on.
You haven't had him on yet?
No, we got to find a way to get him on. I hope you're listening, Ron, because we're talking about you right now. Shout out to Big Ron. Yeah, but I don't want to play the guitar unless someone who really, really knows how to, you know, what's going on is going to be able to back me up and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Wait, you know how to play, right?
Yeah, dude.
Are you, like, good?
Yeah, man.
Really?
I'm, like, the best.
I wonder if I'll get sued if you play some Alice in Chains. No, go ahead and play.
That's a whole other episode.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? We just gave you a preview before the show was even over. Speaking of which, I freaking hate those previews at the end of Walking Dead when they're going to tell you what's happening. Because I watch Walking Dead, like, I binge watch, you know, all my shows. So, I don't want previews at the end of the show because it just tells me what I'm about to watch.
All you're saying is who watches The Walking Dead?
You watch The Walking Dead?
I do.
Everybody watches The fucking Walking Dead.
I do too.
Dude, the worst is BSG though because they put those spoilers at the beginning of the episodes. They have a little quick montage of shit that's going to happen in like 5 episodes from now. I don't know if you've watched that show before, but yeah, it's like you have to close your eyes for a good like 30 seconds. Like, what the heck, BSG?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what's up with you, Ronald Moore.
Battlestar Galactica, right? I assume you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, did I only say PSG?
Yeah. I had to clarify for the rest of the world.
Did we really have to clarify?
Good thing I didn't know.
What do you hear, Starbucks?
Oh my god, I love Zerman
in that show.
I don't like her in the Chronicles of Riddick.
But, Yeah, the third one.
Yeah, the third one, Riddick.
I just watched the first one.
Badass.
Dude, the first two were legit.
Yeah, dude, my girl came home, she's like, "Chronicles of Riddick was awesome." Chronicles of Riddick.
Dude, that
you
was
can
awesome.
See in the dark.
Vin Diesel is underrated. His bald, sleek head is so awesome.
Dude, what do you call it? Saving Private Ryan.
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, he got shot up
pretty early on, but he's got a great part where he just has to help some little girl or
true.
Something like that.
That's true.
That
yeah.
He just has to help some little.
He like covers a bomb or something.
I've never seen Saving Private
something.
Ryan.
He takes.
Well,
I've never seen
rich.
Godfather either.
Whoa. You do not deserve a podcast.
I've never
Give
seen Godfather
podcast.
Part 1 or Part 2, but I've seen Part 3. I've seen every other movie.
You've seen the worst one, man.
I know.
Part 3 is bullshit.
I know.
Saving Private Ryan, I didn't see that either until...
Well, I think you liked any movies you guys haven't seen.
Oh, you didn't
know. Yeah, have you seen Steel Magnolias?
Ooh, actually, no.
Yeah, what?
We just got done watching.
That's so good. No, that's
You've
game.
Never
I,
seen
I
it?
I like movies that make me cry.
Dude, I like movies with Dolly Parton.
So do I. I like her music. Oh, what's that one song
like
Miley Cyrus covered? That's supposed to be really good.
You're asking the wrong dude.
Did she get implants?
Finally.
Did Miley Cyrus get implants?
Yeah, is that the Dolly Parton cover she's going for?
I don't think
so. A cannonball isn't that interesting.
A cannonball? I can do a cannonball.
Yeah, you can.
No, I don't like water.
Can you do a backflip?
Into water?
Yeah.
Off how high of a diving board.
However high you need to do a backflip.
Yes. I'll be really terrified. But because I'm really competitive, I'll force myself to do it.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't like water?
No, I am of African descent.
Yeah.
And we don't like water. Sorry. No. I just don't like water, people. I'd rather run into a burning building.
What do you mean water
than go
people?
Swim.
Yeah, what do you mean water people?
Like, you know, okay. This is what I mean.
Water,
okay, like the movie The Water World.
Oh, so good.
I know. We might be the only ones who like that movie.
Everybody
Dirkle
hates that movie.
He does?
Good. I think so.
I thought we talked
about that
before.
I was in the break,
I was talking to me, and I was saying the movie was garbage. You see what? She breathes into his gills.
I love that movie. People hate that movie because it's
all it is Mad Max on water.
That's Dennis Hopper? Are you kidding me?
There are so many gems in that movie. That's why I like it.
Dude, I was 8.
But, I mean, hey.
And I knew that movie.
That's straight garbage.
I love it when Kevin Costner points up at him and says, "Let the girl go." I love lines like that.
The simplest of lines.
And the undercover jets, or the underwater jet skis.
Those were sick.
And then he's like jumping out of the water like a dolphin. Like, how did he do that? He's like a hop onto the platform. For those of you who aren't watching the live feed, that's right. We got a live feed. That's right.
That's the best Cartman I got.
Do your white guy voice.
I have a lot of different white guys. But I'm a scared white guy.
I have a feminine white guy. I have a businessman white guy. I have it all.
angry. Pat.
Well, you never know when you have to make a very specific phone call.
God damn it.
You know, I have to call AT&T. I have to say, hey. I want some stuff done, and they don't believe me, or they don't want to do something. So I'm like, hey, well, okay, well, how about this? I'm white.
Did I mention?
Yeah, let me put it like that.
Okay. I don't think we got this one thing clear.
Well, you know, if you stay on the line with customer service, they won't hang up on you. They won't. Well, I don't know. They've gotten kind of cutty over the last few years. A lot of companies have tightened their belt, so they're willing to say no to customers. Like this whole don't say no to customer thing, that was thrown out of the window, probably around like 2002, 2003.
Not at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, seriously, what about Gap?
What about Gap? I don't know how to answer that question.
I did not enjoy Gap. I went to Nordstrom's. Companies that are known to be really nice to their employees. What about, you said Nordstrom?
They're nice to customers, I think, that, you know. I mean, they greet people when they walk in the door. I was greeted today when I walked into the clothing stores I walked into.
Where you almost bought a jacket.
Right. Welcome to Trader Joe's. We love you.
This is a legendary day.
This is a whole
jacket.
This is a whole other podcast.
Welcome to Nordstrom's. We love you.
We've got like four lines up.
I almost bought a jacket.
Oh, are you kidding me? We're going to have a podcast of galore because this show is about to be sick. I got a studio getting built right now in the middle of downtown San Francisco. That was a fib. That's not happening. It's going to be built here in my room, rather. My office space. My domain. My castle. My citadel, shall I say. I'm going to get some dope, super awesome equipment to where everyone can hear everyone. And I'm going to be able to pause you, motherfuckers. I want you to shut up. No, I'm joking. I won't have that kind of stuff set up. But I will have things to automatically pick up and record awesome sounds that my guests make so that I can use them for, you know, as sound bites and stuff and all that cool stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I've been promising a lot of stuff for a long time, but believe me, the stuff coming down the pike, folks, you're not going to want to miss out on. I promise, especially considering that John Holsinger is about to get nominated for a Grammy.
Hey, that's what we'll drop the gem today on some black comedians. Pretty shocking.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Wish
was
I had
that before
soundbite.
The show, right?
Yeah, that's not
bringing. Good thing I'm black.
I'll say it again if you want.
I'm not offended. Okay. If Daniel Tosh can say it, I'm not offended.
Oh, Daniel Tosh is a.
Oh, I can't believe we forgot about it. You don't like Daniel?
I think he's all right.
He's gimmicky, man.
He's all right.
Is he gimmicky?
He's funny.
Yeah.
I think his stand-up is.
He's like trying
I,
to.
I've liked
like
some of his stand-up.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Funny.
I think Daniel Tosh is like the
show,
second coming of Dane Cook. Right?
Yeah, his show.
He's better than
he's better than Dane Cook.
Up on that. We were on a roll.
He's better than Dane Cook.
Dane Cook had this whole like social media thing that got him his whole rise.
MySpace.
I mean, Daniel Tosh was, Comedy Central.
Daniel Tosh hasn't been a movie star. Like, I think there's a clear difference between the two of them.
Yeah. And Daniel Tosh does some pretty out there.
I don't care about that, man.
Oh my god, we're doing Looney Tunes voices right now. This is so crazy. Are you kidding me right now? People
are
like, I have someone listening in a petty. She is laughing her buttock off right now. How do you say buttocks in Parisian in French?
In Parisian?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Paris.
In Paris.
I don't know if that's French.
That was
or...
amazing. Are you kidding me? That's French enough for a cowboy.
From
like
German.
That.
Yeah.
You know? Or me, rather. Yeah.
Well, he said Darius.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You're German, right?
Huh.
Yeah. Helsinger?
That's why.
You sound fresh off the Nazi boat to me, dude. I don't know.
He's not fresh off because we got
Helsinger?
Rid of those guys. The good guys
that's
won.
Not
hey, I have a
good
Jewish
guys
friend.
Won.
I have one Jewish friend, and he's a lawyer. And he's really good at Monopoly.
I almost said something that would be very bad. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say I'm very happy that I have Jewish counsel.
Yeah. No, I just
shows you. Yeah. When it comes to counsel, I go Jew. No, are you kidding me? We show love movies. Everyone would love on this show. There are no boundaries. Like I said before, we can draw or at least describe Muhammad if we want to.
No, don't get me started.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Are there any rules about that?
Do you know? I just read today.
You know what? We're not going to describe him. I take that back. We're leaving him in his little box. I mean, should he even be in a box?
Dude,
you know, we're going to leave him. We're going to leave him where we found him. We're leaving Muhammad in a chamber of Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, not Jesus. I mean, oh my God.
Okay.
Moving on from all the pious religious stuff.
Exactly.
Caricatures. Things.
He's riding
things.
Camel rider.
He's definitely not a camel. That's all I'm saying.
People.
He's not a camel. He's not a
camel rider.
Oh my gosh.
I think we hit everybody.
I mean, hey, yeah. No, let's move on. I don't want anyone to email me with some weird question. Like, you hate Parisians and Jews?
Did you know there's a offshoot, like, independent political party just starting up over the past month or so in Germany right now called Pegida.
P-E-G-I-D-A.
P-E-G-I-D-A,
Pegida.
Pegida. And their slogan is closing borders, and they want to stop the Islamization of Europe. So, long story short, there's a political party that's just starting in Germany right now that's blaming all of Europe's problems on a religious faction.
Well, you know what? I support German nationalism.
Anybody sense a little 70 years ago action?
There's a lot of 70 years ago type action going on in the world right now, which is so odd.
Especially towards Muslims.
I will say they don't have
towards everyone. I almost said something really, really bad.
Don't.
That's to say, I was possibly in a meeting today with someone who could possibly be from France and might even very well have lived during the Nazi occupation of France.
Did she have a nice day?
Let's go ahead and call her a sheik because she wasn't a sheik.
about 70.
She said that there is all sorts of racism. I kind of disagreed because I've actually been there, but she said that there's all sorts of racism everywhere, all throughout France. The Bordeaux only like people from Bordeaux. The Parisians only like people from Paris, so on and so forth. I mean, I've been to Paris. As soon as I landed, stepped out of Charles de Gaulle Airport, I saw a bunch of black people and got kind of depressed. I was like, oh, this is what I was trying to get away from.
I wanted some flashy white people.
I wanted my French people's time.
I wanted to eat cheese.
I thought I was going to step off the airplane and run immediately into a bunch of frogs. But no.
Where's the talking chandeliers?
Where are the talking chandeliers? Where are my
Muslims in France don't have it so easy.
I know. That's the thing.
Okay,
apparently there's a bunch of racism all around the world there.
Throughout the
rest of the world might as well be the American South.
Can't wear it in schools.
What's that?
Like, children can't wear those, the whatever the...
Oh, they can't wear them.
In
it's prohibited to wear them. I thought you
throughout said, France. You know, it's
oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah,
really?
Dude. Yeah.
That's like some Nazi shit right
there.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, Gestapo.
You gotta find an enemy. Gotta find an enemy. You gotta point them out.
It was my
gotta
one.
Make it well known that they're the enemy.
Class. They made it clear.
You know?
Us versus them.
Yeah. You know, gotta rally.
Well, that's
people.
Only this
gotta keep
that's only this quarter
going.
Century. As we all know, if you follow history, you follow history. It changes the color and the
ebbs and flows.
And the enemy changes. It changes every 50 to 60 years or so. We're gonna have a new. It looks like right now we're going into Russia and Asia. So who knows, right?
You know, the Middle East is up there, man. Middle East is just.
Middle East has been up there, since.
But I mean, it's since the 70s, since
big news. Zabrinsky helped create Al Qaeda, and helped help coerce the Russians into Afghanistan originally, which was folly. I mean, when Russia couldn't conquer Afghanistan. I mean, no one's been able to conquer Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, not even Alexander the Great. So it's just kind of, I mean, what can you, what do you
expect?
It's
nice to see South America kind of taking a more nationalistic stance and saying, you know what, America, like, get out. You know, like, we're going to nationalize
that's
the oil.
True.
You know, like,
we're gonna, you know.
You gotta be careful not to cut your nose off to spite your face, because even though this is a global society, when it comes to oil and things are starting, things like that start getting restricted.
Yeah, but when it comes to like
a place like America, is liable to shut down real quick.
International foreign companies coming in,
and even
you know,
though
it's not
and exploiting the land, draining it up in three.
No, I got you. No, I got you. I'm just saying, just as a broad point. We have to be careful with the relationships that we keep and that we don't keep and what have you, because we don't produce and the stuff that we do produce is and
this hat is fucking made in the USA.
Yeah, I have made in the USA.
Made
stuff.
In the USA.
Craftsman.
The thread.
Only by Craftsman Tools. Made in the USA, like Toby Keith said. You guys like Toby Keith?
I love him.
I love Toby Keith. You know what? Let's play a song.
I have a
really
tattoo of Toby Keith.
Toby Keith's balls are in my mouth right now.
You know what? Should I?
Wait, can
play
can
Toby
the
Simulcast
cast catch my Toby Keith tattoo?
What?
Yes, it really can.
Okay.
Why?
Because I'm showing it right now.
Are you really?
You have a Toby Keith tattoo?
You're looking at it, mate.
Shit! Oh my God, there it is!
Thank you. Goddamn! Use your imagination.
Where the Christ did that come from?
Use your imagination. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Oh,
like
wait,
just
I
got
think,
done yesterday.
Is someone waiting to call in? Oh my God.
Answer it!
Well, I haven't really gotten an update on whether or not.
Hey, remember, you guys can
hey,
call
you know
us.
What, folks? You're going to have to understand here that I'm not a freaking professional at this, okay? I'm doing this for fun because this is what cool guys do. We sit and we talk and we have fun, and I want the world to listen in on what we talk about because we are the coolest guys ever. Or we're three of the maybe five to six of the coolest guys ever. Call this number, 650-464-9905. 650-464-9905. If you call that number, you will get a free ticket to Disneyland. You want to be a star, don't you? Well, take it off. Yeah, that's nice.
Anti-Semite.
Yeah, that Walt Disney was a huge racist.
But
are
history remembers him fondly.
History, yeah, the winners, what is it, winners write history?
The winners write history, yeah.
That's just insane. It sucks.
History is written by those who
Yeah, what sucks about that is because I've actually seen that happen in my lifetime in industries that I love, like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I've seen Vince McMahon go around and gobble up and buy up all the territories, or at least snatch all the rising stars and big stars from all the territories, go national, put all the other promoters out of business, along with them putting themselves out of business. But, I mean, just now he owns the video libraries of every territory and every major organization to ever exist, which is how he has the WWE Network. And it's like he's able to, like, dictate how things went down, because the WWE documentaries are so biased. It's hilarious. It's crazy. Some of them are pretty gritty and riveting is the word I'm looking for. But still, I think I've seen that boy in MMA.
Dude, it's just like
the winners write history. Those who win write history. It's interesting stuff
with that Penn State.
Interesting
with that Penn State scandal. You know,
provocative.
Right? They took all of those, wins away
but
from
provocative.
Penn State. They took, you know, national championship away from Penn State football. You know, just removed it from the record books, like it never happened.
What if they barred from like playoff contention or something
for a few years? Yeah, but I mean, they literally erased wins.
that he had however many wins over his tenure as coach, and they just took him away.
Well, that wide receiver who scored
the NCAA just erased him. You know,
and helping some old guy look at little kid.
The NCAA wins. You know, and I mean, they get to pick who they take with them. You know.
Well, I think they just maybe assumed that everything was so complex and intertwined there, as far as who knew and who didn't know, and who how much some people knew, trainers or maybe even athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's everything. There's nothing ever out about athletes knowing, I don't think, from what I remember, but...
I just hate the NCAA.
Still, they just wanted to punish the whole program to thoroughly punish something that happened like that, because that was pretty, you know, not good.
Yeah, the NCAA is just
the worst, though. Yeah.
Is
but,
it?
You know, it's pretty
yeah,
much dude, like...
student-athletes just making money?
Vomit.
Yeah,
EA Sports making video games based off the likeness of these athletes?
I don't like the exploitation of the
athletes. These are student athletes.
And like the coaches get paid like millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, they're the highest paid teachers.
Like it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. If the students want that, that's what they want though.
What's like, their only option?
They want to
get out of, you know, with, I don't know. I mean, a lot of different students have a lot of different circumstances, you know, but a lot of some of the most talented players come from some of the most vulnerable circumstances, you know, financially, socially, you know. And I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I
just
be commented. I just got like a.
Because college sports is, it's professional. You know, those guys are putting in so much work. What'd you get?
Wow, I just got a breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of professional wrestling. Ryback and Dolph Ziggler have both been fired from the WWE.
What?
Yeah, weird. We got a call. We're going to answer this call right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Caller, you're live on You Got Work. Who is this? Where are you from? And why are you calling us?
Hi, this is Jared from San Francisco.
Jared, what's happening, man?
Jared.
What's going
how's
on?
Going,
how
guys?
Are you? Good,
hey,
man. Good. How are you guys?
I heard you guys talk about comedy earlier, and I think you failed to mention this this group that I think you guys really like.
What's that group?
They're My Dad's Boner.
You waste your money to call and say that? What? Who started this group? Was it you?
It's John Holsinger and this other faggot. I don't know who he is.
Oh, is this Pitsley?
No.
Anyways, everybody who's listening needs to go see this or read this guy's stuff on streetcarnage.com. He's really lame and it's kind of appalling and it's hard to describe. So that's why you need to go see it for yourself. Streetcarnage.com. John Pitsley, PITSLEY.
There it is.
This is
cool. All right. That was awesome. I'm glad he's a friend of yours.
Is that the end of the show?
No, it's not the end of the show. We're still going live.
Dude, the one time I got his motor? Are you kidding me? Oh, was that Ron, maybe?
No.
You know who that was?
Oh, yeah, that was right. Awesome.
I assume it was John Pitsley because he was using the word faggot.
Oh, okay.
Didn't it sound like him?
It kind of did. Yeah, no. What? What did this person say? We'll figure it out later.
I personally think it was freaking awesome because we just had a really awesome live.
I went to the bathroom and that's where.
And you missed the best part. This is the part of comedy where you get a heckler and you rip him to shreds and you're not supposed to give him platform, but I was gonna give him the platform so we can rip him to shreds. Next time, folks. Next time. Oh, wait, whoa. You got dirt!